From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Guyana's inter-party committee rejects some electoral reforms proposed by the Elections Commission chairman.
What it would have done is substantially reduce the number of political parties.
More explosions at Cuban hotels claim one life, and Britain's royal family trying to deflect criticism of their response to Princess Diana's death. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Measures which were, according to electoral officials, intended to facilitate the smooth running of Guyana's general election have been rejected by the country's Inter-Party Committee on Electoral Reform. The committee disapproves of certain key sections in proposed new legislation under which the elections will be held. The committee is made up of all the parties represented in the Guyana Parliament. It has rejected the proposal that all parties contesting the election should pay a $7,000 deposit, and it's also dismissed the suggestion that the Elections Commission should be empowered to add certain categories of persons to the final voters list. Colin Smith reports.
It was widely expected that the committee would agree to the $7,000 deposit. Most members seemed to be in agreement that many of the parties were not serious and that the Elections Commission would face a logistical nightmare with 23 political parties taking part. However, one member of the committee told the Caribbean Report